At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, demolition has started at an illegally built home in County Meath after the council moved in to take control of the property yesterday. And our chief reporter, Barry White, is at the scene in Bohermeath. Barry, what's happening there now?
Hi, Kira. Good afternoon. Look, it's been a tense enough situation throughout today here at Fawn Hill in Bohermeath. Look, it was fairly quiet before I got here, just before 9 o'clock this morning. With just a few Gardaí and Meath County Council staff outside this, what can only be described as a multi-million euro mansion. However, at around 11 o'clock this morning, the scene changed very quickly. A large security operation moved in, more than a dozen vans, along with jeeps towing surveillance equipment, including spotlights and CCTV towers, came into the property and went straight up the driveway. Within minutes, cameras were going up around the property, and then came the sound of smashing glass. Windows were broken, marking the very first stages of this demolition. Since then, crews have been preparing the site for full clearance. Two ESB network vans arrived a short time ago and stayed for about 40 minutes. Power and water are now in the process of being cut off, a necessary step before the house can be fully brought down. And that's expected to happen later this evening or first thing tomorrow morning.
And Barry, there was a last ditch attempt at the High Court to stop all of this.
Yeah, Kira, look, a final effort to halt the demolition was made this afternoon. A solicitor for Rose and Chris Murray, who own the property, asked the High Court to intervene, arguing the couple's human rights had been seriously breached and seeking to pause everything until the European Court of Human Rights can weigh in. But there was a striking moment in court when the judge asked where the couple actually are. Their own solicitor said he didn't know. He told the court they're not on the run, but frightened and in contact only by phone and email. Meath County Council pushed back strongly, saying demolition is already underway, as I've seen here today, and should continue without delay. And ultimately, the judge sided with the council, ruling that the orders made earlier this week remain in place. So as it stands, Garrett, nothing is stopping this demolition.
Okay. And what about locally? How is this being viewed, Barry? I actually heard an interview with Rose Murray earlier where she said that locals were backing the family to the hilt. There were some emotional scenes last night. What's going on there?
Yeah, there were emotional scenes very much. So there was a real sense of emotion here overnight. Crowds gathered outside the property knowing what was coming. At one point, neighbours and friends went into the house to help remove personal belongings after security stepped away. Some returned again early this morning, but that atmosphere has shifted completely now. This afternoon, it's quiet, controlled and heavily policed. A significant Garda presence remains in place and there are no crowds here at the moment. I think there is an acceptance here locally along this cul-de-sac in rural Meath that this demolition is happening and there is nothing that is going to stop it now. But the sense of shock hasn't gone away here locally. I spoke earlier to the Murray family's next door neighbour, Ashley Riley. She says the community is devastated watching this unfold. Here's what she had to say.
We're just devastated, like, I think the whole community is devastated, but like we've lived here 20 years alongside Rose and Chris and their family, so we've known no difference. Like, we grew up with each other and our kids grew up together playing, babysitting, you know, so they've been fantastic neighbours. I don't know, we're just in shock. We just can't believe the way it has panned out. Like, it's 20 years now and I just think it's absolutely appalling. And the way they were treated last night was, I've never seen anything like it in my life, to be honest with you.
What happened last night? You were here?
Last night, it was a lot of confusion. And we had to, like, empty stuff out of the house. And there was people on the lane and there was security companies arriving. It was just mayhem. and like their belongings were just like trying to get as much out of the house as we could for them. But it was like something, I don't know, you couldn't describe it. You'd have to have seen it. It was just barbaric.
What do neighbours like yourself make of the fact that this house is going to be demolished?
We're just devastated. Everyone, this is a very quiet area. It's a cul-de-sac, as you can see. It's just utter devastation. Do you know, the house has been there 20 years, and I really think that just, you know, it could have something, an agreement should have been made. It shouldn't have to come to knocking. It's extremely upsetting as well, and like explaining to kids, our kids and stuff like that, what's happening to their neighbours, their friends. We've never once been asked of our views of it, like, or how it would impact the area as well. And they've great support from the locals, and nobody wants to see it be knocked.
And Barry, maybe finally, again, as I say, Rosemary was on with Claire Byrne earlier today on News Talk, and says she's not in the country at the moment while there's an arrest warrant out for her. She's been held in contempt of court. Is anyone saying, you know, this was a bad idea, building a house without planning permission, maybe leaving the country when there's a warrant out for your arrest? Is that side of it being heard at all in the community, or are they solidly behind the Murrays?
Well, I think for the community here or there, just solidly behind the Murrays, it's their neighbours and their friends, and they have been for the last 20 years. On Rose and Chris Murray's part, look, they held their hands up. Rosemary told Claire Byrne earlier today that, look, we know we broke planning laws, and we know that we built this house way bigger than we should have, if at all. But they're also saying they wanted the house handed over to charity. But the thing is, if you hand the house over to charity, can somebody else then live in the house? Planning laws have been broke here, and if Meath County Council did not make an example of this, how many other houses could we see pop up around the country built without planning permission?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Thank you for joining us on all of that. That is our chief reporter there, Barry White, live from Meath.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through Geico, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.